From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The U.S. Defense Department says Iranian ships have turned away from Yemen. Pentagon spokesman Colonel Steve Warren told reporters Friday that an Iranian naval convoy headed for Yemen has changed course and now appears to be on course to return to Iran. Warren said the convoy's destination is not certain, but that it is fair to say this appears to be a de-escalation of some of the tensions. The White House has said that it has evidence Iran is supplying weapons and other support to Houthi rebels in Yemen. The Pentagon has deployed U.S. warships to the region to ensure that key Gulf shipping channels stay open. Meanwhile, airstrikes continued in Yemen on Friday, 3 days after Saudi Arabia declared an end to a bombing campaign. As Heather Murdoch reports from Cairo, the United Nations says civilian casualties have mounted since the start of Saudi-led attacks against Shiite Houthi rebels.
Analysts say there appears to be no end in sight to the fighting, with Saudi Arabia pressing on with its airstrikes despite announcing an end to the bombing campaign on Tuesday. The Houthis and their allies control Sana'a, holding anti-Saudi Arabia rallies on the streets. The exiled Yemeni government says there will be no peace talks until the Houthi militants and their allies put down their weapons. The Houthis say there will be no peace talks until Saudi Arabia stops the bombing. The United Nations says more than 1,000 people have been killed in the past month, including at least 115 children, and that 150,000 people have fled their homes. Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Cairo.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama has repeated his regret Friday for the deaths of two hostages in a U.S. counterterrorism operation. Speaking in Washington to members of the U.S. intelligence community, Mr. Obama said that the news that American aid worker Warren Weinstein and Italian Giovanni Laporto had been killed was hard for him to absorb.
But the one thing I wanted everybody to know, because I know you, because I work with you, because I know the quality of this team, is that we all bleed when we lose an American life.
Mr. Obama's comments came just one day after he announced the deaths of the two hostages who were being held by al-Qaeda on the Afghan-Pakistan border. A U.S. official told VOA Thursday the two men were killed January 14th during airstrikes by drone aircraft. Italian police arrested 9 suspected terrorists and were hunting for 9 others Friday in a crackdown on a group believed to be linked to deadly attacks in Pakistan and possibly a plot to attack the Vatican. Police said the subjects of their nationwide operation were all Pakistanis or Afghans, either directly linked to or inspired by the al-Qaeda terror network. Authorities said one of the group's goals was to trigger an uprising against the Pakistani government. Prosecutor Mauro Mura told reporters in Sardinia Friday that years of investigation and monitored telephone calls suggested that the Vatican, or possibly even Pope Francis, was a potential target. The UN Refugee Agency has praised plans by the European Union to triple its funding for maritime research and rescue operations in the Mediterranean. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees said Friday that broadening search and rescue operations is an important first step. However, the commissioner added that refugees must have some other avenue to get to safety if the problem of deaths at sea is to be solved. Adrian Edwards is a UNHCR spokesman.
Half those who crossed the Mediterranean in 2014 were people seeking refuge from wars and persecution. And for refugees fleeing war, there has to be some alternative to having to cross the Mediterranean in smugglers' boats.
Europe's own border protection agency, Frontex, also welcomed the decision to increase funding, which resulted from an emergency meeting on migrant safety Thursday in Brussels. On Wall Street, stock prices closed higher, helped by gains in big technology companies, including Google, Amazon, and Microsoft. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 0.1% to 18,080.14. The S&P 500 was up 0.2%. The Nasdaq gained 0.7%. European stocks were higher. Asian stocks were mixed. I'm David Byrd reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.